would like to use the text in John 17, 14 to 19, and invite you all to think of the lesson of being sent out. 咱在伫马太、马可、甲路加福音书内面，咱常常看见耶稣啊来祈祷，伊伫行神迹前，伊伫官兵官官鬼顶顶在在在伊个时间个中间，前中间伊是伊刷了后，伊常常来祈祷。不仅趣味，咱伫这三本个福音书内面，咱真少看见，除了主祷文以外，真罕哩看见在记载讲有关耶稣祈祷个内容。 总是伫约翰福音书的十七章，伊用规章的经节内面咧描写咧记载讲耶稣的祈祷。这是耶稣伊受难的前的最后，差不多是最后的这个祈祷。另外，也这祈祷的内容，拢是伫针对使徒、门徒，针对咱来讲的。所以有真侪学者因看。 这个基督文非常的重要，因为有真重要的神学的意义伫这后面，所以因叫做这是大祭司的基督。所以牧师要用其中的一段，甲咱做回来思考。We know that Jesus always prayed before and after his ministry. However, the first three Gospels do not keep the contents of Jesus' prayers. Except the Lord's Prayer. But in John chapter 17, we find the whole chapter of Jesus' prayer. This prayer in John 17 is important, not because it's one of the last prayers for Jesus, but it holds profound theological meaning. This prayer is called the high priestly prayer by scholars. Today's text is a part of this high priestly prayer. Let us reflect upon these texts with three mindsets. 头一项，我们今日来互相提醒，就是耶稣讲，第十七章十四节来讲，恁无属于这个世界。 恁无属于这个世界，亲像我无属于这个世界。兄弟姐妹，主耶稣基督咧提醒咱的认同，咧提醒咱的认同。不过这句话听起来有点仔怪怪。咱无进入耶稣是对天顶降落，咱就是出世伫这个世界，咱嘛活伫这个世界。像那耶稣会讲，咱无属于这个世界，毋是。 人咧批评讲，啊，恁食这米啊，食啉这水啊，无咧感谢，唔是这个意思。Firstly, we do not belong to this world. Just as Jesus do not belong to it, from John 17:14. But isn't this our identity? Maybe we'll feel strange for this thought process. Unlike Jesus' descent from above, we are already born and live now in this world. Why does Jesus claim that we do not belong to this world?
像耶稣咧讲的，讲这个世界。 伊是咧指拒绝上帝，迄个无公义、迄个无公平，充满着暴力、欺骗、邪恶，也是迄个迫害、迄个关系，即个世界。主要说提醒咱，咱是属于上帝，咱是属于光明的囡仔，咱是上帝属地的囡仔，因为咱是属于已经是耶稣基督用伊的性命带咱赎回。所以当然，咱无属于即个世界。
As we know, hear the word for Jesus, the word for Jesus indicates this human region which is controlled by the ruler's power. The world now is full of violence, deceit, oppression, exploitation, and hurt. Jesus reminds us that we are God's children, children of light, not darkness. Even though we live in this world of darkness, we, as children of God, do not belong. Such is our identity.
幾年前我有一次去參加一個 conference， 在 conference 的背後有一個PCUSA 的前總會的議長來主持聖餐。他在主持聖餐的時候，我們通常拿到來領受那個餅或是入那個杯的時候，我們通常都說阿門，拿到的時候我們說阿門，對吧？他說來，我們改一句話說，这是我的认同。This is my identity. 这句话让我想这句。这句话也一直在影响着我。每次我在主持圣餐，或是我自己也在领圣餐的时候，我也在那一次又一次说，我知道我是什么人。不是我是 somebody， 是我知道我是属于上帝。我跟耶稣基督有那款性命的个人，兄弟们，彼得前书第二章第九节，足清楚咱讲，咱是属于上帝的囡仔，这是咱的认同。今日，咱要选出新的长老甲执事，咱所有的基督徒，咱所有的在新。故所为者的同工，唔通忘记你，这是咱的身份，这是咱的认同。Several years ago, I attended a conference led by Reverend Neil Presser, who was the PCUSA moderator of the year of 2011. When he presided the communion, he asked us to respond, not say Amen, but say, "This is my identity." I still cannot forget the impact of this reminder. Until today, even every time when I preside or I want to take this element, it always reminds me, yes, my identity. Brothers and sisters, that's all our identities. Just like 1 Peter 2:9 always remind us, yes, we are in this world, but we are different. We have different identity. 主耶稣讲，伊在跟咱进入这个世界。亲像上帝也已经拆开伊进入这个世界一样，就是17:18。看见没？这是咱的使命，这是咱的使命。Secondly, Jesus again points out that the truth that just as God sent him into the world, he has sent us into this world. That's John 17:18. Brothers and sisters, this is our mission. 虽然咱人犯罪罪恶，还是咱拒绝上帝，但是上帝依然疼咱，唔通忘记哩。最水的话就是约翰福音书第三章在安那咱讲，会向背部上帝疼世间人。听到我们教育，甚至像他的独生子赏赐给我们，要给我们做什么？要给我们灭亡，还是要给我们怎样？不要给我们得到灭亡，是要给我们所有信义的人得到拯救。对吗？这是我们基督徒，我们很深很深的体会，就是这是上帝的疼。孩子们，主耶稣没有弃杀这个世界，
主耶稣听这个世界告诫，甚至为着咱来牺牲伊的性命，这是上帝的心意，这嘛是上帝的听。
Though human beings sin against and reject God, God still loves us. John 3:16 reminds us that for God so loved the world, He gave His only Son so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish, but may have eternal life. This is God's mercy and love.
弟兄们，主耶稣基督这天咱进入这人群，不是爱咱来学习这个世界人那款的想法，还是那款的做法，咱是要爱咱来学伊，学伊迄个道成肉体 incarnation。 什么是道成肉体？
Brothers and sisters, Jesus sent us into this world. He does not want us to live in this world, but become indifferent. Indifferent to the injustice and sufferings around us. Jesus did not abandon this world. On the contrary, He loved this world so that He sacrificed His life for the salvation of all humans. He wants us to imitate His example. And Jesus' example that's so beautiful is His incarnation. John 1:14 says, "The world became flesh and lived among us." So remember, what does incarnation mean? I always like this metaphor, it is image. Just going down. Remember, this is our mission. Ekidi, this is Lani Subian. Desa, Shong De Boshulan,
来脱离在邪恶。这是二十七章十五节所讲的。弟兄姊妹，这是咱的快乐，跟咱的恩望。Lastly, God will protect us from the evil one. That's from John 17:15. Brothers and sisters, this is our hope and our strength. 耶稣怎样？耶稣怎样？到这个世界，到今仔日，这个世界其实还搁在拒绝伊，甚至还搁怨恨伊。这个拒绝跟这个怨恨，常常也转来到咱的心上，所有军队耶稣基督的人的心上。约翰福音书十七章十四节，同咱讲讲，咱犹原会面对这款的苦难。耶稣怎样？所以，其实，像耶稣在罗马福音书，伊在第十章第三节来顺带讲讲，伊车只的学生两个安尼出去的时阵，伊讲三句什么款的话？耶稣讲：去，我车派恁出去，亲像羊啊进入伫在豺狼内面。哇！Jesus realized that even today, the world still hates and rejects him. He also understands this hatred and this rejection will transfer and project upon us. So therefore, it is not strange that when Jesus sent his disciples in pairs, he reminds them that I'm sending you out like what? Like lambs into the midst of wolves. Well. Yeah, so 怎样？怎样才会危险？怎样才会可能在咱的头前？不过，真趣味。伊无求上帝将遮个苦难、将遮个败德、将遮个邪恶为咱的中间来刷开。耶稣只有祈祷上帝用伊大权能的手骨来保护咱，予咱脱离迄个邪恶的。很欣慰。上帝的同在，上帝保守，是咱的快乐，甲咱的恩望。Jesus knows the dangers and challenges of entering the world. However, he does not ask God to remove the hatred, rejection, segregation, sufferings from us, but he prays to God to protect us from.In addition, Jesus reminds us with God's protection, grace, and the might of the cross presence, we should not fear. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, God's protection is our strength and hope. 最后我要用一个故事来做结束。有一天有一个猎笔，在路林去拄到一个伊教会的青年，伊一会堂的青年，看到伊讲：“嘿，某咪人，我已经几啊礼拜无看到你，你好无？”伊讲：“我真好啦，吼、哦，不过还是哈，我即马去别个会堂去做礼拜。”咱的会堂够比迄间会堂较差嘛？伊讲无啊。不过吼，人迄个猎笔吼，伊吼会通伊知影吼，人咧想啥呢？啊，伊佫教我吼，安那来去读人的心，去想知影人咧想啥物事。安尼，你即马就客气吼，啊，你想一项代志， 我讲互你听。啊，伊就真正目睭起起，啊，真专心。一时啊了后，这个青年就讲：我知影，你咧想就是四篇十六篇第八节，咱翻开看卖咧。四篇十六篇第八节 ，Psalm 16:8。You open the Bible in front of you. Sipen, Zadapin, the Bezat, 16:8. Gong, what's I am? What's I am? The whole eating she did soon, sir. Did this go home? Well, Shong, Shong, Jong, Yaw, what can you why, Bin Jing? Who was there, there be ho? You don't cheer, try. You go, bo, msi, what jong and man is you?这青年讲，就是因为安尼，所以我去北京会堂做礼拜。Allow me to show you a story, as a conclusion of this sermon. A rabbi ran into a member of his congregation in the street one day. He asked this young man, "I haven't seen you in synagogue.The past few weeks. Is everything all right?" This young man answered, "Well, everything is fine, but I have been worshiping at another small congregation." This rabbi responded, "Is that synagogue better than ours?" Well, this young man replied, "Not at all. But its rabbi can read people's minds.And he's teaching me how to read minds. I'll show you. Close your eyes. Think of something. Concentrate on it. I'll read your mind and what you are thinking of." So this rabbi concentrated for a moment, and then a few moments later, this young man said that, "I know you are thinking the verse from Psalm." That's Psalm 16:8. "See, I have set the Lord before me at all times." Well, this rabbi exclaimed, No, ha ha, you are wrong. I wasn't thinking about that at all." Now this young man laughed, responded, "Yes, I know you weren't. And that's why I don't worship with you anymore." 兄弟姐妹，我鼓励咱，咱是不是常常将咱的上帝放在咱的心内？唔通袂记哩，上帝拣召咱，予咱甲这个世界无共款。但是上帝差派咱进入这个世界，上帝要保守咱，总是上帝予咱这个使命。伫这个世界中间，咱继续伫遐来为着伊做见证，谦卑来服侍，直到主过来。Brothers and sisters.I remind you that whether we really set the Lord before us at all times. Let us affirm we are God's chosen ones and grasp tightly this identity. And let us respond Jesus sending us and embrace this world. And we can becomeJesus Christ's faithful witnesses. May God's protection give us courage to serve this world humbly till Jesus returns. Amen. 咱做来祈祷, let us pray.你明白帮助我，我也感谢 互阮有即个福气，求你继续来引传激励阮，互阮无白记得，阮甲你迄款性命个人，互阮挖出你的旁边。Have mercy upon us. Continue through your presence, and we may abide in you. You abide in us. And through this connection of life, that we may have courage and really to be your faithful witness. And we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.